Blog Talk Radio.
With the younger children starting in pre-K, we talk about their bodies, about the parts that they were born with, about penises and vaginas and whether that makes somebody a boy or a girl, but also their feelings. What do they feel like inside? Do they feel like a boy or a girl? What does their head say? Does their head and their heart and their body match up?
Marcus Gain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, mad as hell today, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not just about what you heard at the front of the show, which was absolute filth, coming from a head of an educational bureau talking about how to indoctrinate children. No, it's not just about that. And it's also not just about our politicians, who for the most part, for the greater part, are nothing but a bunch of vampires sucking their living out of your hard-earned tax money so they can hand it over to lobbyists who then supply them with a lavish lifestyle, the likes of which you or I will probably never see in our lifetimes. But it's also at our news media, who we all know are in the bag for the most part for this liberal world order that everyone is talking about, but even some of the more right-wing news media who refuse to give you the facts. They refuse to say the real numbers. And the reason they do that, folks, is self-preservation. They put you on a need-to-know basis. We'll give you a little bit of the information. Yeah, we're on your side. We'll leak out a little bit here and there. Did you ever ask yourself a very simple question? If you are a regular listener to this show, did you ever say, gee, I wonder how Marcus Kane, who has no political degree and holds no journalistic scholarships, found out that Dr. Fauci funded gain-of-function research months and months and months before the news reported it? Did you ever ask yourself, gee, I wonder how Marcus Kane, who is just an average Joe, just like you, found out that they were going to indict Hunter Biden only on taxes, but on nothing else, just to make it look good. All these things that I've told you ahead of time was going to happen, or that they were going to, the FBI held back information on Hunter Biden's laptop, purposely calling it misinformation until after the elections were over because they needed Joe Biden to win. How come I knew that? How come I knew all those things? And the news media didn't. The answer to your question is the news media did. If I did, they sure as hell did. And they decided you don't need to know that right now. Oh, after the election, we'll make sure we say, those evil Democrats, do you know what they did? Yeah, it's a little bit late now. Day late and a dollar short. In other words, they allow the Democrats to get away with what they want to get away with, and then they claim, oh, this is outrageous. Did you hear what they did? Don't worry. We're working on it. We're investigating it. We'll come up with an exclusive 3 months down the road, after I've already told you 3 months ago that this is a fact. If you're a regular listener to the show, you remember I told you that Joe Biden's daughter's diary included some very salacious details about how he showered with her as a child in an inappropriate manner. I was called a flat-out liar. Oh, you made that up. If that was the case, the news media would have already said it. Are you kidding me? Months later, the news media says it when they're told it's okay to say it. See, this is the game we're playing here, folks, and this is why I'm mad as hell, because our lives, our children's lives, our well-being is at stake, and we are not being served by the media, who has an obligation to tell you the facts as they know them, when they know them, not when they feel like knowing, telling them, or when they're told they're allowed to. But that's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. And we're going to get to a lot of this today, but let me start out with the elephant in the room, which is inflation. We were told we are expecting a 0.5% loss of inflation. What we ended up with is a 0.9% gain in inflation. You missed it by a point and a half. That's not close. So now you've got this old bag of bones, Janet Yellen, saying, "I don't know what's going on." Well, I know what's going on. We're in a recession. That's the definition of a recession. When two periods in a row you have lost, you're in a recession. Well, we have, and we're in a recession. And guess what the Democrats are doing? Just what I told you on the show from the very first breath I took on air. We're changing the definition. This is not really an inflation, or I should say a recession. Not really a recession. Because, you see, in a real recession, job numbers would be way down. And we don't see job numbers way down. So it's not really a recession. It's just a little more bump in the road of inflation. Well, you've changed the definition of every word you want. Recession, you've now changed the definition of. Insurrection, you've changed the definition of. Terrorism, you've changed the definition of. Grooming, which we'll get to a little bit later, you've changed the definition of. Racism, you've changed the definition of. Whenever you do not have an argument, you simply change the definition for the words being used to suit yourself. And I've told everyone that from the second I took my first breath on this microphone. It's not a recession, huh? What the hell is it? Oh, you want to brag about the job numbers? Is that what you want to brag about? Let's talk about the job number. You liars, because you know, see, this is the thing. It's not like they're dumb. It's not like they're giving you misleading information because they're stupid. They think you're stupid. Think you won't figure it out. Yes, the job numbers are up. We are still, from the pandemic era, 3 million fewer jobs than before the pandemic. Right now as we speak. So you can go ahead and take your victory lap about job numbers are up. This is the same smoke and mirrors you're doing with gas prices. Well, the gas prices are down for the third straight week. Down? Down is $2 a gallon like it was before Joe Biden stumbled his way into the White House and screwed everything up. Not $4.50. Few more jobs than there was last month. Yeah, well, there's 3 million under what we should have had. What about those people, huh? What about the 3 million jobs? Where are they? You bunch of liars. And I'm tired of turning on, I won't even say the networks, you know the networks, that lean a little bit to the right. Because all they're doing now at this point is spewing out a little tiny bit of information, making themselves look edgy and hard. And, oh, we're really going after these people. What do you mean you're really going after them? Your news is 3 months old. We've reported it on the show already. You're just getting around to, it appears as though, some people who are vaccinated, maybe one in much as one in 5,000, has seemingly having adverse effects, and their immune system is weakened and compromised often for the rest of their lives. Really? Well, I told you that 2 months ago. How come you waited 2 months to report that? How come you waited 2 months to report that the FBI was lying about Hunter Biden's laptop and purposely covering it up? Because we had a whistleblower come forward. And he was the one who solidified it, so we knew it was true. How did I know it was true then? What do they do, just guess? I mean, is it a stretch to say if the FBI has a laptop, they know it's Hunter Biden's, they know he signed for to be fixed, that they walked their ass into the computer shop and said, can I see the signature? And then matched it up? And if it's his, it's his? You know how long that takes? An afternoon. That's how long that takes. It doesn't take months and months and months and months and months and months. They were stalling till after the election. Why do you think they were stalling until after the election? Gee, that's a very tough question. Why would they do that? There's one answer. There's only one answer. So I'm mad at all of this. I'm mad at it all. 3 million fewer jobs, folks, than before the pandemic, and they have the nerve to stick their face in front of a microphone and say, we're not in a recession, because in a recession, you don't add jobs. You subtract jobs. Well, you add jobs if you have shut everybody out of working for the past couple of years and are now slowly letting them trickle back in. We are still 3 million jobs short. Is a recession. I'm going to give you some numbers here about this recession that they're not going to give you on television. Do you understand that they're trying to tell you, well, it's like a 9% inflation rate? Really? Natural gas in the United States of America is up 75%. Did you hear me? 75%. You know how easy that is to check? You can just do your math. That's all you need to do. Just go back to previous administration to today. Get out your little calculator, and guess what you'll come up with? 75% increase in natural gas. Well, what does that lead to? Your electric bills are sky high. Sky high. And they're going to get higher. There are some states right now where people's electric bills are so out of control that they're reporting that 25% of the population are having to cut back on their food budget, their clothing budget, their all kinds of different things, even their medication, pay for an electric bill. Some people's have doubled. Some people's have doubled. I heard from somebody in Louisiana who said it went literally sky high. It literally doubled from like $150 to $300. Of course, you know, you're running your air conditioner. It goes up. It doesn't go up that much because of your air conditioner. It goes up because natural gas is up 75%. When's the last time you heard that on any of the news organizations' top programs? They're saying, oh, we have some inflation numbers and gas is a little higher. They're not telling you 75%. Here's something else they're not going to tell you. The lockdowns were totally 100% ineffective. 100% ineffective. What you're seeing now that they're claiming, and remember where you heard this first, because I'm sure in about 3 months you'll hear this on regular news networks. What you're seeing now with COVID, where people are saying it's surging again here in the summertime, we're getting a lot of more reported cases. That's very true. They're also very, very mild cases. There are also cases where people say, yeah, I didn't feel good for 3 days. I'm okay now. I didn't really have to go to the hospital. I took some ibuprofen or whatever the hell you take, and I didn't even need the antibody. I didn't really need much. I just needed some rest, and I'm fine. And you know what they're saying? That's because these people were vaccinated. If they weren't vaccinated, they'd be on death's door right now, gasping their last breath. That's not true. That's not true. As a matter of fact, the studies are showing you are more likely to COVID if you are vaccinated. Are they telling you that? Because you can look that up. The rate of vaccinated who are getting COVID is markedly higher than the people who are unvaccinated. And as far as the cases are concerned, the severity of the cases, there's no difference. You heard me right. There's no difference. And you know why there's no difference? It has nothing to do with the vaccine. Remember, you're going to hear this on the news in 3 months. It has nothing to do with the vaccine. It's called natural immunity's kicking in now. And it would have kicked in a hell of a lot sooner if you hadn't locked down the country. What's happening now is what would have happened a year ago if cooler heads prevailed and the world didn't stop. But it did. And now you're going to try to take credit for bringing back a few jobs that you took away. Ill-advised lockdowns for the rest of everybody's natural life. So there's your numbers. 1 out of 5,000 in Germany is having adverse side effects to their immune system, which could be irreversible. That's not 1 in 5 million. That's not 1 in 1 million. That's 1 in 5,000. By the standards of the Federal Drug Administration, that's not safe. For all of you vaccinated people, why do you think they made you sign a waiver saying, if you grow a third eye, you're not suing us? Why would they do that if they were so confident that, oh, there's no side effects? Of course there's no side effects. Safest drug in the history of the world, and you'll find out 10 years from now it's a miracle. Okay, well then, why do I have to sign this paper saying, yeah, if something bad happened, hey, man, you're the one who wanted it. Here's another number very few people will tell you. Do you know the amount in dollars of drugs that have been seized on this border since Joe Biden's open border policy has taken effect, which was basically day one of his administration? Billions of dollars of drugs. Enough drugs to literally wipe out the population of the United States of America. You heard that right. Enough drugs have been seized at that border that if it was given to the entire population of the United States of America, it would overdose them and kill them. So what has the open border policy done? According to the Biden administration, it's protected poor women and children who are so poverty-stricken that they had to make the tough trip over and throw themselves on the tender mercies of the United States. I'm sure there's a couple of those cases that exist. I'm not denying that there's some of those cases that exist. But think about it. When you see these big caravans and you see these helicopter views of all the people at the border, for every mother clutching a child, you see about 75 men under the age of 30. They're not fleeing anything, folks. And, oh, by the way, did you really think the drug cartels were going to say this isn't a golden opportunity to get as much drugs into this country as we possibly can? This isn't a golden opportunity to make a mint running illegal aliens into the country and children into the country and selling them into slavery and everything else. Did you really think that wasn't going to happen? Or did you know damn well it was going to happen and you don't care? And then you have Mayorkas in front of a microphone like Mr. Friggin' Magoo saying, the border is secure. Well, if the border's secure, Einstein, how come there's $1 billion worth of drugs going through? Because that doesn't sound secure. That sounds like you're a liar, which you are. And you're lying to the American people. And instead of the news media getting on television and saying, look, we back this party, you're right. We hated Donald Trump, you're right, but this is a disaster. The border's wide open, drugs are pouring in, we can't control where the kids are going, some of them are going to horrendous fates. The drug tells are richer than ever and laughing at us. We can't have this. No, everything's fine. I'd rather children die than I admit I was wrong. I'd rather the entire population of the United States gets hooked on drugs than admit I was wrong. I'm not wrong. I'm an educated man. I'm an educated woman. I have a college degree. I can't be wrong. Just like Janet Yellen. This is very temporary. Inflation is very temporary. Temporary? How temporary? Because I don't plan on living to 150. I realize she already has, but I don't. So here we go, folks. We are in a recession. They're going to lie to you. Even Fox News is going to lie to you. They're going to say, well, it's a very unique type of recession. There are elements of a recession in here, but there are elements that show there aren't. And I'm going to predict what they're going to say, so you get your face up to the whatever you're listening on very carefully and remember who told you. When July's numbers come out, they're going to be a little bit better. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to take a victory lap, and they're going to say, see, we told you, you were all panicking about a recession, and now you see it's starting to decline a little. It's going to decline because Joe Biden went on bended knee to the Saudi government and kissed their ass to give us some oil to lower gas prices a little bit. So you will see a tiny bit of a decrease next time, which will be the July's number. Don't let them fool you into thinking that's permanent. Don't let them fool you into thinking that means anything. It doesn't. That's called smoke and mirrors. Because it's going to go right back up. Just if you're in one of these states where you need to heat your house this winter, you better start thinking about it now. But then we come into another interesting thing that makes me angry. I hear the DOJ has decided we are launching an investigation into Donald Trump for his actions on January 6th, and they could be actionable, which would in fact prevent him from running for president of the United States. Gotcha. So please tell me, what is it that could possibly come out that would make Donald Trump responsible for anything his supporters did? Let's hold the Democrats to the same standard. One of Bernie Sanders' supporters went to a ball field and opened fire on the Republicans playing baseball. Therefore, by the same standard, Bernie Sanders should be in jail, I guess, in prison. It must be something, he said. He had to have some effect on this man. This man just didn't do it. None of the Democrats would have said anything, right, that would have, in any way, shape, or form, made this man think it would be a great thing to do to kill everyone on a ball field who happened to be Republicans. Oh, no. The guy who went to Kavanaugh's house, after everyone was saying it's perfectly fine to protest out in front of the Supreme Court Justice's house, which it's not, it's illegal. But everyone, oh, no, it's fine. No, we think it's fine. Oh. Okay, well, then you're responsible for that guy. You may as well have sent him. He was planning on killing Justice Kavanaugh. I don't know if anybody on January 6th was planning on killing anybody. So if you're going to hold Donald Trump responsible for everything some of his supporters might have done on January 6th, I suggest you hold the Democratic Party responsible for what these people are doing, and they're trying to commit murder. Oh, but that doesn't apply to you. I forgot. You see, it wasn't an insurrection when people were literally trying to tear down the White House gate and setting it on fire. And the literal term for that was righteous anger. Righteous anger. Donald Trump and family had to go to the basement of the White House. Secret Service literally said they may actually break down the gates. They may actually get into the White House. And if they do, the president has to be safe. Well, that's not an insurrection. No. See, you got that all wrong. If you go to the White House, try to break down the gates, set fire to it, scream how you're going to kill the president when you get inside, that's righteous anger. If a bunch of blue-haired grannies walk in as the police are waving them in to the Capitol and take selfies and put them on Facebook, look at how big the building is, Maude. Isn't this a beautiful building? No, you're an insurrectionist. You're a horrible, terrible person, and you belong in jail. You belong in prison, even if you're suffering from breast cancer and you're 70-some-odd years old. You belong in prison. Not any of those people, though. Those are righteously angry people. How dare you compare them to the people on January 6th? And we have no responsibility for what those people did outside the White House. We have no responsibility for that nut who tried to kill Justice Kavanaugh. We have no responsibility for the people or the man who went to the ball field and opened fire. But Donald Trump does, though, for the people on January 6th. because he clearly got on television and said, cease and desist, go home. You've made your point, go home. Go in peace. And we all know that that's code word for, I'm flying the chopper over the Capitol right now, and I'm going to paratroop in and take control of this country. Gather your weapons, my minions. We are taking back our country. Are you sick? We all know what this is. This is a ploy so Donald Trump is not legally allowed to run for president. And let me make another bold prediction, which pretty soon you'll hear on the news, maybe another month or two. They're going to investigate Hunter Biden, and they're going to find he was tax cheat. And they're going to say, you see, our DOJ is very honest. Even though Hunter Biden is the son of the president of the United States, he is not above the law. And we took him to task and said, naughty boy. So when the DOJ finds Trump unable to run for president because he did some things that spurred a supposed insurrection, you can't call us biased. How are we biased? We indicted Hunter Biden. Yeah, and you're going to indict him for nothing but tax fraud. And here's how that's going to go. Hunter Biden was a poor, unfortunate drug addict. He was so hooked on crack cocaine, he was barely conscious for the last several years. The poor man gave over his finances to some unscrupulous people who did him wrong. Now that he is standing citizen again, he has offered to pay full restitution, and we feel that any further punishment would simply be overkill. That's what's going to happen. I'm not psychic. I'm just telling you that's what's going to happen. Screw the fact that he had underage pornography. Screw the fact that he was literally on film using narcotics. Screw the fact that he mentioned he was with a business proposition to a Chinese spy king. Screw the fact that we now have videotape evidence that Joe Biden met with 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates after telling the American people, I never discussed business. You see, we're getting distracted because this isn't about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden ain't running this country. Biden is, or pretending to. And what Hunter Biden did, whether he's smoking crack and sleeping with 16-year-olds or not, was to sell access to the Vice President of the United States and compromise Joe Biden, who's now the President of the United States, in a way that should have made him ineligible to be the President of the United States, and the FBI knew it and hid it. You understand what I'm saying? They hid it. Worse than hit it, they filed it as misinformation and told the news agencies, you will go on television and say this is misinformation, because if you do not, he may not win, and that is not an option. How you feel about your FBI now, huh? Because that's what they did. And I told you that's what they did. I told you that's what they did months ago. If they helped rig an election, that's not rigging an election. What is it? Explain to me what that is. If that's not rigging an election, I'm tired of these idiots on CNN and MSNBC saying there's no rigging of an election when you purposely withhold information that would allow the American people to understand that if they voted for a certain candidate, they are risking the sanctity of this country. You rigged an election. So I don't want to hear any more about that. I don't want to hear one more word, because there's your proof. You rigged an election. Congratulations. Anyway, did you hear the news now? You can't say the word groomer anymore. Oh, if you call somebody a groomer, you're insulting the LGBTQWXYZ LMNOP community. Because we've decided to change the definition of that word. See, what a groomer is someone who slowly brings along an underage child and introduces them to sexual things slowly. It's not somebody who jumps out of an alley and grabs an 8-year-old and throws him in the back of a van to rape him. No. It's someone who says, you want to watch a movie? You want to see what these two people are doing? Is that interesting? What do you feel about that? That's a groomer. Suddenly, that's an insult to the LGBTQ community. Why? Why is that an insult? No one's saying it's only you who's doing it. There are plenty of straight males who's doing it. There are plenty of straight females who are doing it. Suddenly, it's an insult to you. Why? Because you condone this? The short answer is, to a large extent, yes. You heard the woman on the beginning of the show, right? We're going to introduce children to the possibility at a young age, like 4, 5, 6, that they may be a woman even if they're a boy, and they may be a man even if they're a girl, and then we can talk about it. There are people right now, I believe it was in Oregon, but I'm not sure exactly where the school is, putting out memos to teachers, explaining to them that we're going to have this curriculum where we're going to give them extra points if they'll try to be a different gender for a day at 7, and talk about how they feel. How dare you? How dare you? If I had a child, and without my permission, you made them change their gender for a day, I will come to that school and do something that I'll probably regret that will involve slapping the taste out of your mouth. Child, not yours. You don't get to decide stuff like that. But I'll tell you why they're doing it. And I've told you this for a long time, too. The ultimate plan of the far, far radical left is to make pedophiles an actual sexual orientation. You heard me right. Oh, I know there's people going to say, oh, no, that'll never happen. Yeah, just like when I told you there are going to be women getting into the UFC cage to fight men who are pretending to be women. You told me that's never going to happen. Well, that happened. And this is going to happen, too, and I'll tell you why it's going to happen. Because there is absolutely no reason for an adult, male or female, to sit down with your 7-year-old and discuss their sexuality. No reason. Zero. Right? You've heard about, oh, it's drag queen story hour. We're going to have a drag queen come in and read you a story. Well, why do they have to be a drag queen? Anybody can come in and read you a story. So obviously, it's not to read a story. It's to introduce you to another form of sexuality. Right? And then they're going to say, well, if they know what their sexuality is, if they're old enough to decide how they feel inside, certainly they're old enough to decide who they want to share an experience with. That's what's coming next. And you should be mad as hell because they're your children. And when they get behind the walls of that school and you can't stop it, there's stuff happening that you would not agree to. And they're hiding it from you. And when your 8-year-old comes home and says, I dressed up as a girl today and got extra credit in school for making pretend I was a girl, and you go to a school meeting and say, how dare you, you're a terrorist. You're a terrorist. That's the new definition. The nutcase who attacked Lee Zeldin with a double-bladed knife, no, he's not a terrorist. He was out in not even 24 hours. Kill somebody who's running for office? Eh. You're not going to do it again, right? Maybe. That's okay. Go ahead. But God forbid you go to school and say, did you make my son, little Johnny, dress up as a girl today without my permission? Oh, terrorist. Drag him to jail. Throw away the key. No bail for him or her. They're domestic terrorists. I'm not making that up. They're coming after your children. They're also coming after law enforcement. Law enforcement's just resigning. Well, what's the point of being a police officer? If you arrest someone, send them into jail, and before your shift is over, you pass them again on the street. Or you rearrest them for the second time. In North Carolina, in a place called Kenley, North Carolina, the entire police force resigned. All of them. There is no police force currently there. They all resigned. Because the town manager has made their job impossible, they said. Absolutely impossible. And that's the goal. The goal is to make your job absolutely impossible so you get frustrated and you quit. And now here's something else you won't hear. Well, maybe you'll hear it, like I say, in about a week or two. They'll catch up. The Democrats have proposed a bill. And the bill basically says, our Republican colleagues are somewhat right when they say our oil reserves should not go to China, a communist country who obviously hates us. But I don't think our Republican colleagues have gone quite far enough with it. So I think we should stop all exports to countries and keep all the gas for ourselves. Oh, when have you ever heard that from a Democrat? Never. Now let me explain to you what the smoke and mirrors is. See, if you just say we're not selling it to China, we're not giving any reserves to China, then it looks like, well, you're punishing China. So what the Democrats are doing is saying, no, even our friends, even our allies, we're not, no more gas to the UK, no more gas to our allies anywhere. We're saving it all for ourselves. Well, that will cripple the oil industry because the oil industry now will not be able to have the same profit margin and drill as much or whatever, and they won't need to. So they're just going to go belly up, and that's what they want. Pete Buttigieg said the quiet part out loud and said, well, these gas prices are the painful necessity of transitioning. They're going to be high. We want them to be high. This is what will force the transition. Oh, well, you've said the quiet part out loud. Yes, that's right. That's exactly what they're doing, folks. You see, all of these numbers that I'm giving you, I didn't make them up. They're there for everybody to see. They're there for Fox News to see. They're there for Newsmax to see. They're there for CNN to see. They're there for MSNBC to see. No one cares. No one cares. And the big elephant in the room right now, whether you support him or you do not support him, the big elephant in the room is Donald Trump. Because the dirty little secret that they're not telling you is a good portion of the Republican Party and the conservative news media do not want Donald Trump to run. And the reason they do not want him to run is because they're knee-deep in the swamp as well. And Donald Trump, with only one term left to run, isn't going to hold back on revealing who the hell the swamp creatures really are. And there's going to be some names that you're going to be like, oh, my God, thought I could trust that guy. Wrong. So now the full-blown assault is on. And you'll hear Fox News saying there's a very damning evidence about Donald Trump possibly talking to his lawyers about having the results of this election overturned. This is very, very damning. Is it very damning? Well, that's funny because you did not say that when Donald Trump first won and beat Hillary Clinton and the Democrats did the exact same thing. Exact same thing. They said it was rigged. They said Russia did it. They wanted an investigation. They said he was an illegitimate president. They did the exact same thing. And I didn't hear Brett Baer on the air saying, it's very damning. Oh, what to say? I know what to say. Get off the air. No one needs to hear your stupidity. Being damning, folks. Donald Trump was well within his rights to say, is there a way to recall this election if it's proven that this was fraudulently done? And it was. Again, I'm not talking about Dominion voting machines. I'm not talking about people at polling places running ballots in six or seven times. I'm talking about illegally changing voting laws. and not going through the proper channels, which render them illegitimate. So illegitimate that the states that did it are now saying, yeah, we can't do this again, this election. Because that was technically unconstitutional. Shouldn't have done it to begin with. Too late to reverse it now. Oh. Too late to reverse it now, huh? So you admit it. You admit it was unconstitutional. But that's not helping to rig an election. Then we have the FBI whistleblower saying, yeah, they withheld information that would have destroyed Joe Biden as a candidate. Destroyed him. Oh, but that's not rigging an election. Do you think the same thing would have happened if the FBI found out that Donald Trump was indeed a Russian agent and said, well, we sat on that till after the election because we didn't want it to influence it? The Democrats would say the whole FBI has to be investigated. They have to be thrown out of office. They help to overthrow the government. It's an insurrection. They colluded together with that evil Donald Trump, and the FBI got together and changed the outcome of an election. Well, that's what you did. That's exactly what you did. And Christopher Wray should be thrown out on his ear. And if I hear Chuck Grassley one more time try to stumble through an interview, sounding like that guy from Green Acres, I don't know what to say about that, but Chuck Grassley, I don't know, I know Christopher Wray, and I went to Christopher Wray's office, and I saw Christopher Wray, and he was sitting in a chair, and I talked to him, and then I left. I don't care. If you don't have the balls, for Wray is unfit. After what we found out, then you don't belong serving us. Step down. Because anybody with a ball sack would have got on television and said, I went to Christopher Wray's office with this information and said, if heads don't roll, I'm asking for your resignation. No, not Chuck Grassley. He's just so happy. Oh, I found a whistleblower. I'd like to thank him because it makes me relevant again. Yeah, fine. You found a whistleblower. Some guy called your office, and you took his phone call. Now what are you going to do about it? Because if I was in your position and the phone call came to me and I could validate this, I'm in Christopher Wray's face saying, resign. Bring me the people who did this. They're going to be put up on charges. They tampered with an election, no matter how you look at it, because you withheld information from the American people that was vital for them to make an educated choice. Nah, you're too worried about other things. They have come for your finances, folks. They want you poor. Do you realize how many millions of illegal aliens have flooded into this country? And yet we're still 3 million jobs short of what we were. Where are all these people going to work? Where are all these people going to go to school? Where are all these people going to go to get medical care? Who's going to pay for it? I'll give you a short answer. You're going to pay for it if you got a job. You're going to pay for it. More of your money being sapped out like the vampires they are to pay for what they want. Not what you want, what they want. They've come for your finances. They want you as poor as they can make. So you're reliant upon them. They don't want you to have any guns, but they don't want you to have any police either. So the long and the short of it is they want you very, very vulnerable to crime, because that'll take your mind off all the other things they're doing. If you worry about, oh my God, my wife went down to the store for milk, I may never see her again, then I guess you won't be worried about what Chuck Grassley and Nancy Pelosi and everybody else is doing behind the scenes, right? To groom your children and then tell you that if you use the word groomer, you are actually being derogatory to the LGBT community. Can you imagine if I said, if you use the word pedophile, you are being derogatory to straight people? Can you imagine what people would say about that? Why are you sticking up for pedophiles? If the LGBT community wants to be taken seriously, the very first thing you need to do is weed the pedophiles out from your organization. Condemn them. Run them out. Not support them. Not help them. Not defend them. What am I supposed to think of an organization that defends pedophiles, huh? What am I supposed to think? Am I supposed to think you're a wonderful, inclusive organization, or am I supposed to think you're a bunch of perverts? It's just unbelievable. And by the way, talking about this oil thing, I'm reminded of something that I really should have mentioned earlier. Do you remember when Joe Biden personally came to the House to lobby to lift the sanctions on Russia? Do you remember that? And do you remember that the heads of Ukraine and Poland both told Joe Biden, if you do this, Vladimir Putin will attack the Ukraine. If you lift these sanctions, you are guaranteeing that Vladimir Putin will attack the Ukraine. And all the Democrats voted for it. And just a short time later, all the tanks started forming on the border of the Ukraine. And Joe Biden, in his infinite wisdom, said, I've had talks with Vladimir Putin, and he clearly understands. He is not to do this. Yeah, well, he did. And you know why he did? Because he doesn't give one damn about what you say, because he knows you don't care. And now all of our tax money is going over to the Ukraine in boatloads and boatloads and boatloads and boatloads to pay for the mistake that Joe Biden made. That's what it comes down to, folks. That's what it comes down to. I feel sorry for the people of the Ukraine, too. But this never had to happen and would not have happened had Joe Biden been right just one time in his life about foreign policy. But no, tough guy Joe Biden said, Putin knows that he does anything to the Ukraine, I'll go over there and challenge him to a push-up contest and call him a dog-faced pony soldier and he'll run and hide. Yeah, he's really running and hiding. You gave him back the very thing that he needed to fund this war in the Ukraine. And then you're shocked when he goes in. This is the same man who pulls our soldiers out of Afghanistan before the civilians, and then is shocked when the Taliban comes in and starts slaughtering civilians. There are children in this country who would know the soldiers have to go last. They're your form of defense. With no form of defense, everyone is at the mercy of the Taliban. Is that something hard? You don't need to be a military strategist to figure that out. What was Joe's response? We're going to send a drone over to bomb those bastards. And who did he drone? A poor innocent man trying to deliver water to people who had none and a few kids who were in the back of the car. Congratulations. Going to give him a pass for that too, I suppose. You see, the media of this country, they know the situation, and the situation is dire. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not getting out here and lie to you and say, well, we're in a bad situation, but you have to understand that the midterms are coming up, and things are looking a little better, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. No, you're in a dire situation right now, folks. The country's actually going to look like. And it's either going to be a place where your children are groomed, pedophilia is accepted as a lifestyle choice, the government owns everything that you have, and you're at their mercy. And you work for them. They don't work for you. Or we are going to say enough is enough. And we're going to start telling the truth in this country, fall where they may. I don't care whether it's a Republican, a Democrat, an independent. I don't care. When you have convinced a good amount of people that Make America Great is a dog whistle for racism and oppression. There is something mentally wrong. Everyone should want America to be great. Is America great right now? How great were we in Afghanistan? How great were we in stopping Putin from invading the Ukraine? How great are we now that we're allowing children to be at the mercy of people who are grooming them to be either transgender or to basically flaunt their sexuality? How great are we when we have people who say, I can't afford food this week so I can pay my electric bill and keep the lights on? How great are we when a woman is on television saying, I bought tuna fish so I can share it with my cat because I cannot afford cat food and food for myself. So I bought tuna fish so I can share it. I don't want to live in that kind of a country. And if you do, you're a moron. You got to get these people out of office. And you got to get the FBI and the hell out of the way, too, because they are an arm of the left-wing party. They've infiltrated it. They've infected it. And now they're willing to do whatever they have to do to stay in power. You want to talk about an insurrection? They have been having this insurrection running for years and years and years and years behind the scenes. So they can be permanently in power, and you don't have the power to throw them out. That's what's coming. And in the meantime, while you're deciding, do I eat tonight or do I keep the lights on, Nancy Pelosi's husband is making another $1 zillion in the stock market for insider information that she's handing him over. And everyone is saying, there's nothing to see here. Hunter Biden's spending more on crack than you'll spend on your family. But there's nothing to see here. I am outraged. I've come on this show before and I've been mad. But this is more than mad now. I am outraged that this is continuing. And I demand that our feckless, weak, but news media get on this. And stop having expos about, we have an exclusive tonight on how Hunter Biden may possibly have a connection to a Russian prostitution ring. I don't care. I care what Joe Biden did. Don't be distracted. There's no story about Hunter Biden. I couldn't give a damn about him. I wouldn't piss on him if he was on fire. Story is very clear. What Hunter Biden did to compromise the man who is currently the president of the United States of America. That's the story that counts. I don't care if he paid his taxes. Neither did Al Sharpton. And what does Al Sharpton get for his trouble? He gets to be a CNN or an MSNBC host. So you think something's going to happen to Hunter Biden? They're appeasing you with this. Oh, we're going to investigate him on his taxes. I don't want him investigated on his taxes. I want Joe investigated. I want someone with the balls to look Joe Biden in the eye and say, we have a videotape of you meeting with 14 of your son's business associates after you told the American people, I never, ever did it. And I want to know if you're the big guy that they're talking about, because I damn sure know you are. Where are the reporters doing that? No, they're raising their hand going, excuse me. The president said we're not actually in a recession. Would you like to comment on that? Yes, I think the president is absolutely right. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my question. And thank you for being so articulate and wonderful. And bless you, bless you, bless you. I don't want to hear that nonsense. Put me there. I'll ask. I got the nerve to do it. They'll throw me out. But I got the nerve to do it. Give me one reporter with the balls to do it, please. But there aren't any. And they won't. Because you're watching professional wrestling. To this side, CNN and MSNBC are the heels. They're the terrible people. and Fox News and Newsmax, they're the white knights. They're the faces. And they're going to ride in and they're going to help. The Republican Party, they're your white knights. And if you're a Democrat, it's the opposite. And in reality, there is a small handful of politicians in this country that give one damn whether you can pay your electric bill tomorrow, that give one damn if that old woman has to share a can of tuna fish with her cat, because they're all out at cocktail parties spending your money. They're all out on their boats in the beautiful summertime weather, relaxing, saying, tomorrow I'll go yell at a Democrat. Tomorrow I'll go yell at a Republican, and I'll get a clip on the news, and I'll look like a hero. But today I think I'm just going to relax and catch some rays. My beautiful yacht that you paid for. You paid for. You know the old woman opening up the tuna fish can? She paid for that. Clean sweep of this political system. And I want people in there who give a damn about actual American citizens, not themselves, not their lobbyists, but actual American citizens. And when I see them, those are the people I will vote for. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. Those are the ones I'm going to vote for. I'll tell you right now, I don't see any Democrats that are doing that. I haven't met one. Few Republicans that I think maybe fit that category. Not all, but a few. But it's time, folks. It's time for you to get away from your television sets and really do your research, because I don't care whether you're listening to right-wing or left-wing media. They're not telling you the whole story. I've given you numbers here today you have not heard before. And maybe a couple of months down the road you will, but it's too late then. The story's over and there's nothing you can do about it. That's how they operate. It's scary. I don't blame you if you're scared. It's going to be a long, hard winter, folks. And I suggest you prepare now, because it's not going to get any easier.
Yeah,